You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's check the weather forecast. Mark Russo joins us from Earthris Technologies out of Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Looking forward to a really good week, although producers, I think, would like that good week to not include quite so much rainfall so they could get back in and maybe sow the end of the corn crop and certainly get a much better start, mid-start, I suppose, on the soybean crop. What can you tell me?
Well, we should have a pretty good week here coming up as we do not see any real excessive wet patterns or days here across the Corn Belt. It will be a minor system here coming through on Wednesday, and then that will be followed by another system the latter part of the upcoming holiday weekend. But in between those systems, we will have fair and dry days, and that should allow for the remainder of corn, and more importantly here with soybean planting in full gear, allow for a lot of seeds to be sown here. Coming up. And from a temperature standpoint, see a lot of variability here in the Midwest. And so we've had our warmer days, such as what we've seen in recent days, but it's going to be followed by some cooler weather coming up over the next couple of days, but then temperatures will rebound. So really no kind of steady temperature pattern here in the Midwest, but rather quite a bit of variability.
Does this change with this cool little set of temperatures here in the northwest winds, the pattern where we have had cooler temperatures, relatively speaking, are maybe more normal, and then just warmer than normal temperatures fairly periodically. And it's been pretty persistent since we came into early spring.
Right, and we feel that's by and large going to continue here, not only through month's end, but even into the start of June as this temperature pattern looks firmly locked in place. And even for that matter, the precip pattern. While we've seen the plains region or the plains region has turned excessively wet. The whole middle of the country has turned wetter, but the excessive rains has been really confined to the southern plains and some pockets of the northern plains now, which had been very dry here. But they're really staying out of the Midwest, and we see no sign of any, you know, really wet patterns or patterns of well above normal precip here in the Corn Belt through month's end, or even for that matter into the start of June.
Other parts of the world you've been watching, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, China, and some of the major northern growing regions of the world?
Well, certainly kind of the macro view around the world is it's not as ideal as it was, say, about a month ago. Some issues have popped up here and there, nothing major at the present time, but some dryness evolving with heat in areas of Ukraine and Russia following actually adequate rainfall and good cooler temperatures here of late. But we've seen extreme heat in portions of North Africa and Southern Europe, and then across China, northeastern China, the Manchuria region has seen cooler temperatures here prevail, and the area has turned wetter, which is improving soil moisture but also delaying planting.
And anything else that we ought to take up before I let you go for the afternoon, or does that cover it all for the most part?
Oh, no. The only one final note here is that our moderately strong El Nino in place continues to likely strengthen here as we go into the heart of summer. So something to keep an eye on here going forward.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Earthris Technologies. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report and helps us wrap it up. You have a great afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.